Listen with me to these words from the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 7. John looks, and there was a great multitude that no one can count from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. And an angel asks, "Do you know who these are?" And John says, "You tell me." And the angel says, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal." So we ask, who are the multitudes too great to count who have come out of the great ordeal? Well, the biblical story is full of great ordeals of the Hebrew people. And when we broaden the scope and time and geography of that question, human history is full of great ordeals. The whole book of Revelation is imagery created as rich figurative language. The book is a vision, a dream experience that John wrote at the end of the first century. So much of what we find in the book of Revelation, couched in this most fantastic imagery, are descriptions of events that for John were very close. The war in Jerusalem, the Roman emperors who were ruling at the time, waging their war, their means of oppression, the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. So when John is speaking of the multitudes who have come out of the great ordeal, he is speaking to those who have died for their faith in a God of grace who holds them throughout their suffering. He speaks of those who were persecuted and killed, and those who lived and died in need of shelter and food and water. He speaks of those who knew scorching heat and pain in his world, and those who so believed in the promise of God's grace that they held on to their convictions and did not compromise the truth of God's love. They did not conform to the empire's ways. They held fast to the way of God's grace. John proclaims that God's goodness has already won the battle against the evil forces of this world. It is already accomplished, but it is not yet fully visible. John is caught in an already not yet world where the empire still oppresses, the hungry and the thirsty remain, and the political and economic injustice go on. But God's future is bursting forth and breaking in, full of God's pervasive grace and liberty. John remembers the dark past, even while he sings doxologies full of hope. James Weldon Johnson was born in 1871, 6 years after the 13th Amendment prohibited slavery, 93 years before the Civil Rights Act of 1964. He lived in the already, not yet, emancipation. When he was 4, a group of newly freed African Americans purchased property for a school. There they built a wooden structure, and it was the first school for Black children in Jacksonville, Florida, and the state of Florida altogether. James' mother was the first female Black public school teacher in Florida. When James graduated from Atlanta University at 21, he returned to that school, Stanton School, to be its principal. And on February 12, 1900, 500 Stanton students gathered in celebration of President Lincoln's birthday. A man who had lived the already and died in the not yet freedom for all. The school principal wrote a poem which the students recited that day. His brother and he later set the poem to music and published it. It slipped from their minds thereafter, but that first assembly of students remembered it, and they taught it to their children, who taught it to their children, who teach it and sing it today. James Weldon Johnson painted a scene in his poetry not unlike John's revelation of those who come out of the great ordeal. We live in the already of God's grace, unconditionally loving us all, without limit, victory accomplished. We see God's justice prevailing, breaking into our world in the courageous voices and the actions of people speaking against racism in our nation. At the baptismal font, we commit to the path of the not yet, where the white gleam of the bright star is cast. So we join the multitudes who have come out of the great ordeal. We live in the already not yet faith, true to God's hope for today and working for God's promise for tomorrow in the visionary images of John of Patmos and James Weldon Johnson's historic song, Lift Every Voice and Sing.